Mike O'Brien, the director of the Pocahontas County 911 Center, asked the county commissioners at their March 5th meeting for permission to pay half of the cost of the assessor's office's aerial imaging of the county. Tom Lane, the county assessor, told the commissioners that every 5 years or so, his office has an aerial photographic image taken of the entire county. Their last aerial imaging of the county was done in 2015 and cost about $89,000. For the one he intends to do now, they will utilize a state contract at about half the cost of that 2015 aerial image. He said that despite this reduced cost, he does not have the funds in his budget to pay the entire amount and would like the 911 center to pick up half the cost. Mike O'Brien says 911 extensively uses the assessor's images but has never contributed towards their cost before. But he has the funds to pay half the cost, about $21,172.50. Since this money will come out of 911 grant funds, the commissioners approved it. County Clerk Melissa Bennett presented the commission with a revised financial statement for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. Bennett explained that these revisions were required by the state and only involved changes to the format, and all the numbers remain unchanged. The commissioners gave their approval. County Courthouse Custodian Roger Ober asked the commissioners for authorization to replace a 2,000-gallon underground heating oil tank that services the jail building. He explained that its integrity is breached, allowing water and sediment to contaminate the heating oil it contains, thereby threatening to damage the furnaces. He also said that there is an unused concrete pad near the jail that can be used to put a replacement double-walled 2,000-gallon tank above ground. The commissioners authorized Ober to look into companies and costs to do this and get back to them. The commissioners held a discussion with 911 Director Mike O'Brien about 911 street signs for private roads. This signage placement is required by the state and federal governments. Several years ago, the commission was given estimates that it would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this. O'Brien said that there are 456 signs that need to be placed on private roads in the county. He also said he believes the entire project, including materials, sign printing, and installation, could be done for about $65,000 or less. Commissioners authorized O'Brien to continue to look into this project. The commissioners approved a resolution regarding fiscal accountability. This was conceived as a way to prevent future large accumulating charges against the commission, such as the large vehicle towing and storage invoices they paid at their last meeting. The resolution mandates that any time any county employee or any law enforcement officer engage any vendor or provider of services, the vendor is required to notify the county commission within 10 days that this transaction has occurred and must send invoices every 30 days to the commission. The vendors will forfeit their payment if they fail to comply with the required notices to the commission. The commissioners also passed a set of rules of procedures for the commission. At the last meeting, John Lazoric had expressed objections to what he perceived as the commissioners limiting public input on agenda items. At this meeting, Martin addressed those concerns, clarifying that the public could be allowed to comment on agenda items all the way up to the time that a motion is made. Commission President McLaughlin said he wanted to assure the public that while the commission retains the right to control public comment at their meetings, they also remain committed to maintain very open opportunities for the public to discuss their concerns. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.